We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Mark Schanowski.
Ownership in the front office is a big fan of what Boylan brought in terms of giving this roster some structure and some accountability, and he is going to be back next season. They're hoping with the summer league and a full off season to review film of everything that was done, good and bad, that he'll come in with a plan of action for training camp, and they'll be able to start off much faster than they have the last few years. He's going to get every opportunity to succeed. They're going to try to build the roster with guys that he thinks can fit with his style of play. We'll just have to see what happens. The NBA is a players' league. If they win the lottery on May 14th, you add Zion Williamson and a couple of good veteran free agents, they're going to instantly be 200% better. And I think the coaching thing may not be under the microscope it is right now.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Looking forward to a basketball guest coming up in just a little bit. Midday Midway at 10:20. Jonah Carey talks baseball at 11. Brian Windhorst talks LeBron James and NBA at 11:20. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text. And yesterday, we got a wayward sex.
That we did. It was, yes, explicit.
We got a good one.
It was the kind of sex that you just almost couldn't read, even in a joke.
That was right. That was bring that thing over here, and I'm going to
very specific.
That was the tip of the cap sex.
Yeah,
it really was.
Good. And then the guy apologized.
Almost immediately.
Immediately realized he sent it to us rather than to his significant other. But we said, hey, you want to do that? Bring it on down.
It is in the morning, too. That was like at 11 o'clock after the midday midway kind of text. That was, man.
Come on. Bring that. That was something. 67011. When you send something, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He is at C1 McKnight. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
Game of Thrones starts on Sunday, and I know Dan doesn't care.
It's all right. Enjoy. I'm not mad at it. I don't dislike it. It's just not part of my life.
You're on defense right now.
Why?
You seem on defense right now.
No.
With the Boylan stuff and with the... You seem a
the
little
bit
stuff
just making
right
up
now.
For the Bulls roster.
The Boylan stuff just has me pissed off.
Making up for the Bulls roster. Makes sense.
That and the University of Nevada.
Okay. That makes sense.
At two. Enjoy that. Have fun with that. University of Nevada. Have fun. Right. That's you now. You own Steve Alford for 10 years. Have fun with that.
For 10 years.
Idiots. Absolute idiot. Well, I don't know what they... Seriously? That's the guy you want. I've formally requested that... Idiot AD.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I sent him an email directly.
The form email?
I sent an email to his office and would like him to come on and explain why it's okay for that guy to be your coach after what went on at Iowa.
I would thoroughly enjoy talking to him, but I don't think he wants to have to explain himself. I think that's kind of the basis of making that hire and wanting Steve Alford in the first place.
He can't even coach.
It seems as though he's had some issues doing that lately. Yeah.
I mean... If that's the guy you want to represent your university, you're telling me that's what the University of Nevada is? Fine, you've made your statement. Okay, yeah, that's great. Where were we?
The interacts with the show and the stuff.
Your mobile devices and Facebook, 670 The Score page. You can watch us at watch 670thescore.com and Facebook Live. Brian Gertz directs that. We've got Eli Hershkovich in for Jay Zawoski today, Rick Camp on the board, and the executioner Ray Diaz in the back doing the things that he does.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from. I completely understand the idea of bristling at the rumors of long-term extensions for Jim Boylan, the idea that you want to commit over and over again to exactly what you saw last season. I have a couple of questions that I just haven't gotten answered from John Paxson or from Gar Forman in their press conference yesterday. Why now? I think is the first piece of conversation that I have to start
with.
Why now? The draft lottery is May 14th, and I think that any team that gets the first or second overall pick, primarily the first, the team that gets Zion, needs to reevaluate everything about their organization. Because if you're going to get the only transcendent player in this draft, as it stands right now, it could be wrong, then you need to make sure that everything is in place to make that player work. You heard the cut from Mark Schanowski when we were coming back. We talked to Mark yesterday. And he's been an awesome Bulls guest for us all season long. I'm sure we'll talk to him right around the draft. They're going to, as it seems to him, they're going to bring in players to fit what Jim Boylan's trying to do.
What is he trying to do?
I think that's a fair question.
Somebody explain that. What does he do other than say a bunch of dumb stuff and have military analogies and bristle anytime somebody questions a dumb end-of-game move? Have you seen that every time? Ask Cody Westerlund,
sure,
who stands in front of him after every game. Why did you take a timeout? Why didn't you take a timeout? Why did you... I don't know. What were you asking me that? I mean, it's just the guy starts getting all emotional and breaking down the moment you question some tactical maneuver.
We do have the Boylan Whisperer, though, on staff. His new friend, Tone.
Oh, that's right.
That's right, Tony Tone.
That's right. It's a brand new, thank God, a translator. I think, too, you've got what's happening is through his philosophies, or his philosophies have to be translated through other people in the front office. You heard John Paxson talking yesterday a little bit about the paint touches idea. I think, well, what really he's talking about here is getting paint touch, get closer to the rim. It's not that we've got to throw the ball inside and let it work like Patrick Ewing back in the 90s, when in reality, that is how the offense started.
That's what
Jim
Boylan
was trying to do.
Yeah, Paxson was trying to unwind some of that stuff. You're trying to get into the lane, but you are trying to get into the lane running by a guy to blow to the basket or to collapse a defense to kick it out for an open three. Or Boylan wants Robin freaking Lopez standing there taking the lowest possible percentage shot. If you start looking at points per attempt, the idea of a post-up with someone standing between you and the basket, everything in basketball tells us not to do this.
Or worse than Robin Lopez getting the ball underneath and doing what he does well, because fair or unfair to his philosophy, to his ideas of how to run an offense, Jim Boylan's, he does work that pretty well. Lopez does. Worse is when he's got Lauri Markkanen down on the block doing things that don't really fit Lauri Markkanen's game, that kind of, at least from my perspective, hold back the development of that kind of seven-footer,
yes,
who works this league.
Why not look around
how
and
to play
see
this
it.
League?
Why not look around and see if you can find a better coach?
Everybody
in the league thinks this guy's an idiot.
That's the second point. You've done this now. You've made a second coaching hire without a search. By telling everybody that we know who we got to hire. It's this guy. Conveniently, it's a guy who's had ties to this front office and staff and players, which makes some sense. But the idea that you don't have to look around whatsoever while you've made violently different decisions about the types of coaches that you want, Tom Thibodeau to Fred Hoiberg and then back to Jim Boylan. I mean, the vacillation between the two. And hell, you could take it beyond Thibodeau too, or prior to Thibodeau, as to who you had and who you came from. I mean, it's just these wild ticks back and forth on the spectrum of players, coach, to disciplinarian, all that kind of stuff. That's the second point, is you've done this now without a search. And I guess the third point is, I understand that it's difficult to evaluate a coach with a roster that is basically comprised of fringe NBA players, of dudes who aren't going to be on a roster, shouldn't be on a roster. You know, the last 3 weeks of the season, you got Wayne Selden and just random people filling out Bulls uniforms. I get that that's tough. But if you're saying that Boylan has gotten an accountability out of these players, that he's instilled some sort of work ethic.
What's the evidence of that?
I'm saying that that's what was said. And if you've got evidence, great, I'm happy to hear it. I don't see much of it. But if you have gotten that out of a bunch of fringe guys who are desperately trying to stay on an NBA roster, that's great. But how does that help you? I mean, you've got an athletic poll that says at least 11 players in the league, probably good ones, aren't all that interested in playing for Jim Boylan. You can dismiss that as much as you want, but that is going to matter. It's likely that it's not just 11. Those are the 11 that were willing to answer the question.
This segment's brought to you by the BMW Championship at Medina Country Club, August 13th through August 18th, 2019. Visit BMWChampionship.com. At the bottom of the hour, it's brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves have clinched their third straight Central Division title. Be there Saturday and Sunday for the final regular season games. Saturday is First Responder Night, presented by Turtle Wax. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. You know, part of what they could do, see, this is when you decide that Jim Boylan's going to be your head coach, it takes a village to protect the team from him. And that's part of the problem is that they say, well, Doug Collins has worked very hard on this. Well, you know what? Then have Doug coach. If all of this effort, you have to unwind so many things that Jim Boylan comes in. One of the worst first weeks I've ever seen a professional coach in any sport
was stunning.
Ever.
Stunning.
Just a little mutiny. Just a little mutiny. And if you're saying that everybody around has to say, hey, Jim, three-pointers aren't awful. Hey, you know, can we kind of play the kind of game that other teams play around the league? I don't know how many three-pointers we should take. Well, you know, hey, walk down the hallway there. See those computers? See the guys that sit in front of those computers? They're going to tell you exactly how many three-pointers you should take, who should be taking them, from where they should be taken and when. Because that's what big boy teams do now. And all this stuff about spirit, and I look into his soul, and he's got a great spirit. No thank you. No thank you.
Hashtag analysis on that.
I mean, come on, man. And when you said, so how about his staff too? If you're going to actually have to bring in a representative NBA staff for the first time in years and hire real coaches, is that also because they're going to be doing most of the heavy lifting while he talks about bulls across your chest and your spirit and your soul?
Well, he was that guy for Hoiberg. He was, you know, when he was able to be the assistant,
yeah,
he was that guy. And I know it was a cut we had played a while back when he was still the assistant about how he was in charge of the development of the main guys at the time before mm-hmm. Carter was there, that
right.
that was his role.
Yeah, he had those three guys, right?
Right. So that's, and from hearing Joe Cowley on with the afternoon show yesterday, it sounds like they're not going to redo the entire staff, but just bring in. And Cowley used the term a Ron Adams type, like that clout.
Never have gotten rid of Ron Adams in the first place. They should never have fired Ron Adams because of his ability to do what he does.
Well, Dan, the front office is bad.
Again, hashtag analysis.
Hashtag. That's what we do. We're on this show. We do hashtag analysis, not the. Not the other kind. There's a piece of this that I'm probably need that we as a Bulls fandom and observership probably need to let go of. There really is. There's a piece of this that we probably need to let go of, and I find myself having a really difficult time letting go of it. I don't know if you can help me with it. I don't know if that's something that maybe I'm wrong. Hell, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should hold on to this like a little kernel of hatred that spurs me forward and is the filter, the lens through which I view the... You're welcome.
Salute Colonel Hatred.
So weird. Maybe I need help with it, but there's this little piece that I'm not able to let go of yet. Darnell Mayberry is going to join us at 10 o'clock. He's been covering the Bulls for The Athletic and doing it real well all season long. We're dealing with it best we can. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Do you foresee the organization making a long-term commitment to him before next season?
It's very possible. It's very possible. In fact, I've spoken to both Jerry and Michael about addressing that. I don't know what the timing will be, but I envision Jim being our coach here and us committing to him, yes.
Are players buying in, Jim?
Yes.
Fair enough.
How many teams in the NBA can you for certain say have a worse coach than the Bulls do today? Because a bunch of guys got launched yesterday.
Bunch of guys.
I'll say those teams have a worse coach.
Yeah, because they don't have them.
Exactly.
Replacement level coach, though.
And to Charlotte, maybe?
You think those teams are guaranteed to hire a replacement level coach?
Not Vlade. Vlade is going to be
Dan Gilbert is necessarily going to be involved in that too.
Yeah, not Vlade, because that dude, you sort of, I mean, drunk with power,
consolidating it
that
too.
That guy,
just bring all
one,
of the power to
literally
me.
One good year, and he's on a bender already.
One kind of good year.
That's a really good year for that team.
Right, but the, I guess the problem is when they went out and got Harrison Barnes and when they went and said, okay, let's try to do this now,
it
coincided with when they actually dropped off. So he's being punished.
To have that many more wins, though, there's no way to say season's anything other than a huge success.
I agree. I also think that ownership got starry-eyed, that Vivek Renadive got starry-eyed with possibility, and that Dave Yeager is in some part a victim of his own success because of where they ramped up expectations. This segment brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.99 every day. Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. It's the fact that you have, the Fred Hoiberg hire was also without a search.
Yes.
And then you have this guy, and you extend him without a search. Like, at some point, can't we get some sunlight, some oxygen, open this thing up, rather than this insular thing? Well, Doug Collins is over here. He's looking at it. Jim Paxson's looking at it. Why not just take a breath, throw the doors open a little bit, look out of your cave, look out around the league, realize where you are in this league, look for some best practices, look for some other ways of doing things, and see if there's somebody out there that might get you closer to winning a championship.
And if you're not going to do that, be right. Be right about the coach that you've said is the guy, and we don't need to look around, and we know the landscape, we know who's out there, we've got our guy, we don't have to move anywhere else. So if you're going to be right, there are a couple of things, perhaps, that you need to consider as a Bulls fan. Rick was talking about this in the meeting earlier. They want to get, 10, 12, 15, 20 wins better next season in order to be relevant, in order to be successful in your extension of Jim Boylan? Problem is, and many have talked about this for a while, when you decided to trade Jimmy Butler, the rebuild is longer than just a 1 or 2 year flip. It's longer than that.
I get it.
So, and that's fine. You know, the process can be, it's the weird part of this organization and how they've gone about this particular rebuild, is that the process can have some correct decisions in it. Like, I kind of like the Otto Porter trade.
Oh, there's no question. I like the Otto Porter.
I kind of like it. Is he paid a little bit too much for what he does? Yeah, possibly.
You turned a disaster into a positive. Complete disaster.
You turned a near certainty of not getting an elite free agent, a max type player, that near certainty into a pretty decent top end rotation. You've got a five that can kind of play. You search for a point guard to be sure, but you got a five that can kind of run. And I think you can have expectations of being in the playoffs next year if everything goes perfectly for the first time in a long time for this team. If you're a healthy roster, if you don't have a weird elbow injury that pops up, if you don't have a broken toe or thumb or whatever, you could potentially make a playoff team out of the guys you've got and a couple of, I was going to say loose ends, but if you're getting Patrick Beverley the way everybody seems to be pretty confident that they're going to search out Patrick Beverley, I would put him much higher than loose end. I just don't know what I'm supposed to do with the first 10, 15 days of Jim Boylan's tenure as a head coach.
And also this idea that they have to find the right player. Well, not everybody can play for him. We got to find the right. You know what they're called? They're called high school players.
Those are all connected. You know what I mean? Like, those are all connected. There was a little bit of mutiny. It took 3 months, 3 months to get Zach LaVine on board with Jim Boylan. The fact that Zach seems to have come around on this coach is something that's very difficult for me to square in my brain.
You think he received this news well? Are you kidding me? You think he's like, oh yeah, this is my guy.
Thrilled? No, I think he probably thought something more along the lines of, well, we've got a lot more work to do together as a team and as a head coach and player relationship. I think we've got some more work to do. Like, it's work to play for the guy. And he seems to want it that way. Rick kind of hit on it before. He seems to have been, as the assistant head coach, very useful in, I don't know, kind of like being the bad cop, to Fred Hoiberg, good cop. You get to be the bad cop.
Non-cop.
Yeah.
Fred's not even
two non-cops.
Fred's not the good cop. He's
get him non-existent.
Yeah.
He's not even a Krupke type. Right. Or non-existent.
Fred's the cop you hope shows up when you're in high school and you're throwing the kegger.
That's guys.
Hey, could you
stop doing
keep
this.
It down a little bit.
Can I have a beer?
Don't put me in a position where I have to write you up.
I get it. I mean, I was there, man.
He's
I
the
mean,
RA that wants there. To be friends with everybody.
He was our freshman RA.
Yeah.
He was great. He was a divinity student, and he just said, do me a favor, don't smoke weed in the hall.
The only thing I'm asking for.
That's literally what he said.
Smoke it here. Right. Smoke it there. Right. It's just the here part, the hall. Yep. I can't have it on.
August of 1987, and he's just like, just don't smoke weed in the hall. Right? Okay, I think we're good here.
We had an RA who showed us. It was literally part of his demonstration because, you know, you'd throw parties in the dorms. You'd have beers and stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
He literally opened up the door to a dorm room just a couple of inches and then slid through and then did it the other. You slid through the other one and said, look how little you have to open this door in order to go in and out of the dorm room. So as to show you that you don't have to throw the door wide open so I can't see anything. I want but just That's, slide through.
Right.
Look how little you have to open this thing to get into a dorm room. Just saying. Just throwing it out
That's
there.
That's very cool.
I know. It was like, all right, message received.
Yeah, think about if Jim Boylan's your RA.
There are no doors. You don't get doors.
No, he rips all the doors off.
No, he kicks them down like Jean-Claude Van Damme, like just to make a show of it.
Or he's more like Frank Burns in the 4077th. I'm going to write you up. I'm going to write you up. You're going to be reported for this. This is against Army regulations.
So he spends the first 15 days of his head coaching tenure being bad cop and not realizing that as the top cop, there are consequences to also being bad cop at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah, the players are not going to come to practice because they're in charge.
Because you're in charge now and you're trying to execute this the same way that you always have. So to redo this, to try and work the relationship back, it took so many filters, whether it's Pax, whether it's Collins, whether it's either Pax. And it took so long, it seems, to win over some of the players that were really not getting it the first time around. Once the dynamic changed, it took a while. But what I can't quite reconcile is that apparently he got a couple of them to buy into some things. I just don't know how
Where's
long
the evidence?
That's gonna last. I don't know what the maintenance seems. Well, Zach, calm down.
Every reporter that is there, no matter how, wherever they are on the Boylan spectrum, basically everybody agrees that players are at least there for him a little bit. Everybody agrees to that who is there every day. I don't know that you can put tangible proof there, Dan.
But still, of course they are. Like they're not. We've moved the definition now. We've moved. We're talking about a sliding scale.
Yeah.
Lack of mutiny, like lack of open mutiny.
Right.
The absence of mutiny is being lauded. It's like, well, they're not in complete open mutiny.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, right. Zach.
So the Levine thing literally means nothing to you.
It does to me. It does mean something to me.
I think it's lip service.
I think it's, you have to ask how long it can last, though. If it takes as much maintenance as it did to get to this point, where they've at least bought in a little.
Yeah.
Because that's where we're at, right? I mean, let's be honest. Like, even if you're going to take it at face value that everybody who's there every day understands and seemingly reports that the relationship is much better now than it used to be with how much effort and how much maintenance, that's the kind of thing that gets players to answer on an anonymous poll that I'm not really interested in playing
sure.
with. Because even with the maximum amount of work, it can be fine.
Right, but think about what we're saying. Well, we need the right kind of player. We need the right staff. Doug Collins, everything they're saying, there's so much energy that is being put in to trying to make up for all these issues regarding your coach. Well, we need a certain kind of player who's going to play for this guy. Yeah, you need a high school player. You need young, nice guys. And you know what? This is an organization that loves their core of young, nice guys. They love their Luol Dengs and their Kirk Heinrichs and their Ben Gordons and their groups of guys. Well, major schools and they're easy to coach and all that. What's going on here? Another team of these young, nice, hardworking. You're in the damn NBA.
The best part of the presser yesterday was that Bloggable put out a bingo card for it. And then after the fact, when it was mostly full, admitted it was from the end of season press conference 2 years ago and just copied it and reposted it.
That's pretty cool.
It's the same thing. It is literally the same thing. This was the first Bulls presser of, you know, one of the standard ones you have all year that I didn't get mad. I can't get mad anymore. Why? How do you expect anything else when you're looking at the same people doing the exact same things, looking for the exact same things from the same positions?
Yep, we're a hardworking young group of professional, nice young men.
It's on the players to be in the building and be healthy.
Yes,
it's not on us at all.
Nope, stay around. Don't go anywhere this summer. Stay here and be around Jim Boylan, because that's going to be a delightful summer for you. Have fun. Go get
him. Heal you of your injuries.
Go get him. Darnell Mayberry is going to give us his thoughts on what is happening with this Bulls team. We hadn't even brought up Jose Quintana yet in his lovely start last night.
How much do you love change-ups?
Isn't that nice?
Just mix them all in. Boy, yeah. Did he look good.
Change-ups, well-located curveballs, an occasional 92-mile-an-hour fastball in a good spot. And by the way, no Mike Trout in the Angels lineup. So.
We spent a week telling you to watch Mike Trout, and the guy can't show up with a hamstring injury.
Well, we deserve it.
He's not real.
He doesn't exist.
He does not exist.
Doesn't exist.
Darnell Mayberry on the Bulls next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.